is WSN.
Wild Style Radio, Until They Kick Us Out, episode 6.5, coming to you live in 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Live? How did we end up here?
You. That's how we ended up here. Hi, everyone. Not only did they not kick us out, they insisted we go live.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Oh God.
Right now, right in your face.
The hell.
At 5. We're a little late. I think we were aiming for
5:15. Yeah, we're like 10 minutes late. Sorry, Jack Sailors. Thank you. We love you. So glad,
Jack,
so glad
Jack
that you're checking
Sailors.
In. We love you. As you saw with episode 5.5, this format is a little bit different, and I'm super
excited
different
for this.
Super different because it's live.
Yeah, but, right now.
We got a lot of feedback on episode 5.5.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I mean, wild.
And this is 6.5. So if you were here for that content, we're super glad that you're here for this one.
Don't mess up already. We're only like 30
seconds.
Listen,
this is not my episode. This is Simone Marie Reddington
all day long.
All day long. But I will do my little disclaimer, like I did, you know, in front of the last one, where anything that's said today by either of us, like, doesn't necessarily represent the opinions of the Wild Style Network, the Salisbury Center, our producer, John Canford, of JJDJ Entertainment, jjdjentertainment.com, our wonderful sponsor. And some of the things Simone says might not even necessarily align with what I think, but one thing we do know.
Team Tang. This is my custom. I don't know how to get around this microphone here. My custom Team Tang Vermeer shirt that she made for me. She put in these gusset panels, so I look like I'm getting ready to play volleyball. But I needed it like that.
In more
day.
Than one way, like because you're so active. But also, this is this is my
custom
one because I cut the neck out of it in your laundry room.
You did,
because if things touch my neck, I want to die. So
I stood there like gasping. I was so nervous that it was going to end up being like a crop top, and then I was going to force you to still
wear
it.
Punk rock doesn't mess up T-shirts. Anyway, well, we're here for a wild time.
We are.
What are
we
you going to do? What are you going to say?
Who knows? I mean, I'm
actually, I don't know what everything she's going to say.
This is all new.
I don't know any of this. This is a surprise for me as well. So
I have been working on this show for the past, it was a last minute decision, and it was definitely a last minute decision to go live. But, I mean, just the content is, I can't stop it. It's like, you know, the floodgates have opened, and look, this is just documentation that pertains to topics for today.
You know, the cool thing is I haven't gotten even one of these.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and read it. I've been sitting there obsessively going through it because it's actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I want to say, first of all, the mayor watches our podcast. I know. There's proof.
You think so?
Proof. She.
What makes you say that?
The day after our podcast, on September 10th, she posted a Facebook post. And I'm going to do, we'll have a post with pictures and links and everything so you can see with your own eyes, because it's pretty spectacular. September 10th, she put, at the risk of looking like a professional event attender. Who said that?
Simone said that.
I said that. Episode 5.5. Professional event attender. I'm so thrilled to share this. And it is a photo of her in the Washington Post Metro section, front page, standing right in between Kamala and good old Joe.
That's pretty cool. She got those seats, though.
Yeah. I mean, damn. She's right there, right in the middle.
There you go, girl.
So she posted that. She used my phrase, so we know she watches. And I kind of love that because,
well, you know, you made up the Team Tang thing.
Yeah. You that know, took off. That
very,
was fun.
Yeah. You love making phrases.
Yeah.
Marketing genius.
So, yeah, there was a city council meeting literally, again, the night that the last podcast came out, and
the 5.5,
not episode six,
which if you haven't watched it, tune
fun
in.
Podcast,
so fun.
Episode 5.5, 6.5, kind of like our version of the news.
Yeah.
Which is a scary thought. So yeah, city council meeting. That was that evening after we went to the ribbon cutting. You know, they were fired up. Councilman Ralph Smith made this comment. I must remind everyone that what you're doing makes a profound difference in the lives of our residents, regardless of what the rock throwers say. So one, I'm going to say that's a rock. I did not throw a rock. Nobody threw a rock. All I'm doing is stating facts. I'm stating, I'm giving people information to do what they want with.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to personally attack, but at the same time, you're in an elected position.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm entitled to those opinions. Yeah. Where anybody is entitled to say, it's the freedom of speech,
you know? And if you ask people to vote for you and, you know, and then you go out and you do the job that you were voted into doing, like Jeff Pickard, I'm doing it, then aren't people going to have critiques and compliments?
But how do you fix anything? I mean, it's not a healthy machine if it's all positive. Like it's there's nothing.
No.
You're just living in la la land, and that's not how it works.
Right.
So, but I will touch back on what Councilman Smith said, because he was really reiterating to everybody on city council and all of those public servants, you know, don't let these rock throwers get you down. So, again, if I'm a rock thrower, I'm not putting you down for the job that you're putting in. You are putting in hours. You are sacrificing time with your family. I went to a town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
I went in and stayed for 2 hours. Right. But it had gone on prior to my arrival and then went on way past. I will never run for office. I will never, ever, ever. I'd be at one meeting and I'd be like, oh, I got to go. And then I'd never, ever, ever come back. I mean, it's just thank you. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving up that time. Thank you. Thank your families for allowing you that ability to put forth that energy into our town. The problem is it's just the wrong people in our town right now. That's the problem. I mean, even Vice Mayor Pam Sobeski, she was thanking Chief Keene for everything that he's done. And she said, please, if you're going to post something on social media, get the facts, da, da, da. We're getting the facts. You don't like to hear them. They're the facts. So stop saying I'm throwing rocks. Stop saying I'm attacking. These are facts, and you don't love them, so address it. Give us answers. Tell me what can be done to fix this. Yeah. Give me a solution.
Yeah.
Stop saying it's so perfect, because it's not.
Yeah.
Even when it comes down to the first Friday, that's what Pam Sobeski was so worked up about, is she said, you know, that things had been put out on social media that were untruths and, you know, this and that. And Michelle Davis Younger was so quick to make a comment on that Facebook page where she said, good on you for the restaurants for closing early. Here we are post First Friday. And actually, the past one that just went on was actually great. But no one, what official, and I get it, the city council doesn't have anything to do with making up these decisions of, you know, it's more HMI and, you know, the city itself and the police department working out the logistics for First Friday. But has anyone in our local government gone down and talked to these restaurant owners, to these business owners? Like, from my understanding, no.
Just that big meeting with them, right?
Doug Keene for president. Thank you very much. I love him. He's the only one that's been trying to bridge this, trying to fix this. And First Friday is just a, you know, it's a little bit. There's more to this story. And what I think our local current government, I think there's a huge disconnect in understanding that. And I was sitting back talking with another restaurant owner, a friend, a neighbor, and we started discussing all of the people that have worked in town and now own a business in town. That's my list of names. You asked me what this list of names are. I have 16 people here. Now, I want you to think about this as a resident of this town. I have 16 people on a list that I'm going to name that all worked in a business in Old Town in some sort of capacity. My hair's distracting me. in some sort of capacity, and now own and operate a business. And I'm pretty sure I've left people off here. I mean, this is what we could come up with when we were just sitting there powwowing. I have 16 people. Count them. Okay. One, Chris Sellers.
Chris Sellers.
He's been around forever. Everybody knows who he is. He was at City Tavern a million years ago. And now he is the owner of CJ Finn's, Public House, Loom. You have John Kibben.
Kibby.
Are you going to do that after every name?
No.
Okay.
The cool thing about John, is he was in finance and then in real estate property management stuff prior to the restaurant. He had his degree.
Being a restaurateur.
Yeah, his degree was in hospitality. And then when they opened Finn's, which has just been nothing but a success, was his first real foray.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's pretty cool. Worth a shout out. So anyway.
Three and four. You have James and Juliet Shoemaker.
James and Juliet.
They are at CJ Finn's. They now own Loom. Hello. Mm-hmm. I mean, Loom is, I think I've been there twice this week, three times.
Yeah.
it's disgusting, how much I go there. I have five and six, Katarina and George at Katarina's, which I had last night. Oh, my gosh, there's steak and cheese panini. I'm going to throw something at you.
I swear to God, I'm done.
Steak and cheese panini at Katarina's is delicious.
Everything
they worked at City Tavern. She was a server at City Tavern. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember having the kids in their little carriers and thinking, oh, my God, this girl's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's unfair.
And then she left there and moved over down the street and opened up Katarina's, and it's just delicious. It's always crowded.
Classic.
Oh, absolutely
Bonaparte.
Delicious. So what am I up to? Number seven.
Seven.
Luke Tamer. He worked at Okra's and Mariachi. He still works at Mariachi's and now owns Voodoo Brothers. Antonio. He worked at Okra's. He now owns Mariachi's, La China Poblana, Voodoo Brothers. Do you see where I'm going with this? Mm-hmm. Isn't this wild? Mm-hmm. All these people. Number eight. No. What is it?
You're right.
You have one job. Tell me where I'm at. Number nine, Miguel.
Miguel.
Miguel so much. I'm sorry. I love him.
He grew up in Carmelo's.
Do
His
you
mom
know?
Owns Carmelo's. He grew up washing dishes.
Yeah.
You know, now he owns Good Eats Hospitality and all these
Sandra's and Culpepper
locations.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, and it's fall, so it's time for him to put his vest on. So he's put his vest over top of his button
his
up.
His fleece vest.
It's that time of year.
We love you.
You know Christmas
Miguel.
Is coming. Oh, and his loafies, his loafers or whatever. Love him.
We love you, Miguel.
Yeah,
you wear
do.
Whatever you want.
You do.
All right, where am I now?
You're at
number 10.
Sam Ridgway.
Gelato queen. She worked at Zandra's. She worked at Zandra's all through college. She is now part of the team, of Doug's Deli and Millie's Gelato. Her husband, John, owns Doug's Deli. She owns Millie's Gelato.
And number 11 is?
John Winley, her husband.
Yeah.
Doug's Deli. He was the Zandra's general manager for a long time. 12 and 13, you have Jacqueline and Damien. I saw him last night. His dad's up. He's here from Florida.
Oh.
We saw him last night at CJ Finn's. His dad is darling. God, prayers for all of them. That's just terrible. But he worked at CJ. They both worked at CJ Finn's.
What?
And then also opened.
Oh, no. He worked at Public House some.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they opened up Old Town Sports Pub.
Yeah. Reopened.
Yes.
Girl Vanessa went to the retire.
14, I have Darren. He worked at Shining Soul. Now he owns Black Metal Mercantile, which is awesome. Awesome. They have, if you need a gift idea, they got you.
Especially something a little quirky.
Yeah. I mean, super, super cute stuff. 15, Christy Murphy. I just met her.
Wait a minute, you don't know her? We had never like officially like said, I'm Nikki, I'm Christy. And
oh,
then the day of the Fall Jubilee, I went in and she was like, are you Nikki? And I'm like, tiz.
Oh, tiz me.
And then we go like, just for like, ah, nice to meet you.
Did you do the thing where you like look behind your...
And I'm just
me?
Like, Nikki who? No, but then like within moments we're like this. Yeah. And I was just like, we need to like just get together.
She's fun. I sat and talked with her one night at Loom and we had the best time. Oh my gosh, we were laughing
She's so great.
But yeah, she had her stand at the farmer's market and then she opened up a shop and she's been in, I feel like she's been in three locations, not just two. Like she just keeps growing. Mm. And I love her stuff. She has a lot of different artisans in there. I got my friend Erin. Hi, Erin. She makes stained glass. I just bought my mother-in-law this beautiful like stained glass to hang in the window.
My friend Erin
makes those. Erin Jones.
They're in the back of the store, kind of by the register,
hanging on the furniture.
My friend Chrissy bought her daughter Ever. It's a knit like winter cap, and it looks like a fox.
It's
like
so
a fox's
cute.
Face.
I know. There's some.
I can't wait to see.
There's some really cute things in there.
So that's 15. So 16.
16 would be Emily Hamby, and she started the farmer's market with Honey and Ivy Gluten Free. And now she has that beautiful storefront that Sam. Happy birthday. I think it is. Or I'm making that up. But I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
I was telling Courtney this morning. We were out for our morning walk. I'm like, I think that is the business that's going to make it in that spot.
Yeah.
Because
like,
no, I mean, that Weiner Burgers, they were there for a long time, but a lot of bakeries have gone in there. But that place is, I feel like it's packed.
Yeah.
And they've got Sam Tungle working there, running the show. But I think that
they have
a
good amount of patrons. Even Mitch's, like one of Mitch's coworkers, his boss or somebody who's gluten free is like, I'm coming down there go there.
Great coffee bar.
Huh.
I don't drink coffee. I know. I'm letting the people know.
Yes.
They got a great guy in there making coffee. Barista. But, I mean, people are like, gluten-free, there's finally a place, la, la, la.
Yeah, I love it. That's awesome. So, look, that is 16 people that have worked, I mean, washing dishes, waiting tables, bartending, and have fallen in love with Old Town enough to invest their entire livelihood in owning a business.
And
that's
we
huge.
Wish them all very much luck.
Who is connecting with them in government? Who's your person? Who's your advocate? Who's your people? Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know this. Now, I have some good stuff. This is why I had to stop at McDonald's and inhale a cheeseburger on the way here.
Gross. I'm just kidding.
It was so delicious.
But it was.
This is why I couldn't sleep last night because things have been, I had mentioned on our last show that things are just being put in my hand. Things are filling my, I can't even tell you how many emails. I have emails out the wazoo. I have, you know, pick up this packet of paper on the corner and like really cool, you know,
like deep throat?
covert shit. It was interesting because yesterday the mayor actually spoke at her church, which is First Baptist Church in Manassas, and it was a Women's Day, I guess, sermon. I'm not really sure. It was like a 2-hour long live stream that's now available as a video. And if anybody's interested, she speaks from 1 hour and 6 minutes, 40 seconds on. It's about 24 minutes. So I want to read just the transcript of some of the things that she said. And this is quote, and as you know, the first woman, first person of color and Democrat to ever hold the seat in the city of Manassas. And y'all know this city is 150 years old. So from day one, you know the hate that's been plotted against me and the schemes that have been plotted against me. But I have work to do and I had to get it done. Okay, so yeah, this was yesterday morning. So this is current. So then she goes on and on and on and on. So let's skip. And she says, she goes on to tell this story. And she says, actually, you know what? Let me do this because I did a screen grab because I want people to hear, like, I'm not making this up. I did right here, and I'm going to play it.
I had asked for a debate months ago. I asked for a debate. Now, y'all remember from September 10th what a debate looks like, right? Yeah. That's not what happened. So I put out the word I wanted a debate. And so the other side came back and said they had all these demands. A debate is a debate, right? You expect you're going to go, you're going to do your thing. They came back with demands. Questions had to be sent 2 weeks ahead of time.
Okay. So yeah, I want everybody to hear so they don't think I'm like making this up. And you can go to the First Baptist Church Facebook page. They have the video on their Facebook that you can watch. So she says, so I put out the word I wanted a debate. And so the other side came back and said they had all these demands. A debate is a debate, right? You expect you're going to go. You're going to do your thing. They came back with demands. Questions had to be sent 2 weeks ahead of time. And I hear some of y'all like, that ain't no. And as the young folks say, where they do that at? Where they do? 2 weeks ahead of time, and I had to agree to have. It was two journalists that were going to be on the panel. They came back in. They came back with, I had to add a third journalist who never has anything nice to say about me. Side note, that's the one that came out with the article this morning.
I know who it is.
back to this. He had to be included in that moderating panel. And then, to top it off, you couldn't rebut unless the other person said your name or implied it. So no rebuttal. And then, this was the real kicker, no questions from the floor. That tells you who's ready and who is not, right? So that, ladies and gentlemen, was not a debate. Blah, 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 blah. If anybody had a question before they walked in that room, I'm sure there was no doubt once they left after the forum was over. So those are her words. That's a big, fat lie.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else do you
And I know here? That because I get this stack of papers in front of me that I go through. Like, you know, I'm bored. I'm such a loser. I'm going to go through all these papers and read things. And I recall reading an email at some point. So I go back through and I find this email that is dated Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 at 4:45 p.m. And it is from Ross Snare, who is the Prince William Chamber. Oh, I had it written down. Where did I have it written down? He's the chair of the Prince William Chamber of Commerce Government Affairs Committee. To Jody Vallemont, who is the director of events. Like I said, it's dated Wednesday, August 14th. And it says, Prince William Chamber Manassas Mayoral Debate Confirmation Importance High. And this email says, good afternoon, and this is from Ross to Jody. So this is within Prince William Chamber of Commerce to another Prince William Chamber of Commerce. And I don't know who else is on this email. But the one that I have in my hand, it's just the two of them. And it says, I'm reaching out to confirm that the Prince William Chamber Manassas Mayor's debate/forum will be held on Tuesday, October 1st from 6:30 to 7:30, blah, 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 at the Manassas Museum. As agreed upon, the Prince William Chamber will have our three media panelists, Inside Nova, Prince William Times, and Potomac Local, to develop a series of questions. Once all of the questions have been created, the campaigns will receive the questions a minimum of 2 weeks prior to the event. The panelists will have the liberty pick which questions they will ask from the list of questions that they provided. I read that exactly. I don't know if that makes sense. Rebuttals. Candidates will be allowed 30 seconds if the opposing candidate mentions their opponent's name or implies it. If all parties are still good with the above, please send a confirmation to Jody and I by close of business on Friday. I don't see anybody demanding anything.
Mm-mm.
I don't see anybody demanding the questions. I know that the Prince William Chamber of Commerce is, I didn't trust it. I didn't trust this debate. I didn't. There were things that made me question the validity of it. I even sent an email to the Prince William Chamber of Commerce and voiced that to Bob Sweeney and Jody Vallemont and everybody that I have emails and all these stacks of papers. Because I don't know. know. A lot of it has been super hinky with that I've been looking at. It doesn't make sense, and I'll get into it. But everything that woman got up at the pulpit and spoke to those people is a bold-faced lie. She lied in the face of God.
Oh, Jesus.
She lied in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ on his cross. Jesus.
Oh, y'all, come on. Yeah, wake up. This is big.
Yeah, that's
she got up and said it. I mean, I'd be curious if they take the damn video down. Run and watch it now, because she got up there and lied. Caught. You're caught.
And that's just sad.
Jesus Christ. She lied in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Should I
pray for her soul? So yeah, I had my suspicions on this hinky piece of crap forum the whole time. I mean, it was weird. There wasn't enough promoting about it.
It did sell.
We have comments. I forgot we were doing live. Holy shit.
Simone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Dion. Hi, babe. Ha! Look at that. Oh, that's so cool.
Mitch Reddington sent a heart.
He did send a heart. Yeah. I don't even know he knew how to do that.
No.
Just real quick, those comments won't be in, like, the video afterwards. So if you address one, just make sure you announce in the video who you're addressing so it makes sense.
Post. Look, Mitch Reddington said caught.
All caps. Ooh, he knows how to do all caps.
So, oh my God, that's so fun.
But you were at, let me ask you, you were at the debate.
Yes.
And it did, you had to like register for tickets and it did like sell out like pretty quickly. Not that they were for sale, but you know what I'm saying.
It filled
how
up.
Many people would you say were in the audience?
Oh God.
Like, did you know how many tickets there were that were?
I don't know how many tickets. My guess is like 60 people. I don't know. That could be way off. I really have no idea.
Okay. Well, I was like, was there 200? Was
no.
there 30? Yeah.
Yeah. I have an issue with the Prince William Chamber of Commerce
an issue with you.
Yeah. And the whole debate, you know, this FOIA packet land in my hands. I'm going through these emails and I see, it's just like, it's hard to not look at this event that they have scheduled and wonder, you know, Bob Sweeney hosts a podcast with.
Stop. Mitchell is saying their daughter's name wants to know, how long does a taco chicken go in the oven for because I'm making dinner?
This is a bad idea.
Okay. You need to get back to write what you were saying because I'm having too much fun with it.
She knows. Y'all shut up.
Hi, Bonnie. Love you, Bonnie.
Oh, look. Yeah. What up, girl?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is live. We did
ask for this.
We might
have to turn that off because that's too distracting.
I want to look at it, but listen. So you were saying.
So Bob Sweeney hosts a podcast. Does anybody know that? Does anybody know that the mayor has a podcast with the director, president of
CEO
at Prince William Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. What is it called?
The other Prince William podcast.
The other Prince William podcast.
Now, I thought she was the mayor of the city of Manassas. Is that just okay?
I don't know. I mean, it's just details.
I felt like when they like filmed at John Hart's house, the first one, awesome. Like, that's so cool. Like, in the house of a citizen in the city of Manassas. And then I saw they were at Shining Soul with Pete Evick.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw they're like at Black Sheep. And I was like, I don't want to, you know. But I just felt like, why not Carmelo's? Why not Semifredo?
Yeah.
Like, why not one of.
Well, they eventually got the hint and they ended up on Rooftop Sandra's.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, yeah, with what's his name? Michael Whitlock. Right?
I just met him. We met him at house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just felt like if we're sitting in Manassas. Okay, that's just me. I got it out of my system.
Let's be in Manassas. Be Manassas.
Put it back up there.
So
thank you. This is live.
Put it on the screen over here where I can't see it.
Anyway.
So in this packet, I want to get back to it because I don't want to get distracted. There are a lot of emails going back and forth. And you know, she's talking about getting questions ahead of time. Every single event she's done with the chamber, she gets the questions ahead of time. I mean, I have it right here. She asks for it. They offer it to her. She even made a comment one time, it's election season. I want to be prepared. But then you have this Jody Valamont, who's the director of events. And she's like, always my mayor, beautiful mayor, blah, 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 blah. Then you have Bob Sweeney, who is hosting the podcast with her. They are absolutely and I do believe the chamber can endorse the candidate, but I do feel like they're actively making it hard for Tang. And she's a member of the Chamber of Commerce as well, the Prince William Chamber of Commerce.
She used to be on a board.
It's rude. So I sent an email to them. Oh yeah, see, and the mayor, back up, I have a post here where she said that she was so excited to accept the invitation back in August 6th for the chamber invite. So nobody's demanding anything. Calm down. Okay. So I sent this email to the Prince William Chamber of Commerce. I said, William, I don't know why I said that. So I said, and then I did meet Bob Sweeney. I said, hello, my name is Simone Reddington, and in case there's any confusion with the name associated with my 27-year-old email account, I don't believe there is any need to introduce myself to any of you, as I'm sure you are all aware of my podcast and you all are watching right now.
Hi.
What up? I said, I am reaching out on behalf of myself and other inquiring registered attendees for tomorrow's Prince William Chamber of Commerce mayoral debate. I politely request that any or all of you address the following questions. One, have both candidates received the questions for the debate in advance? If so, when? Two, have the questions been presented to each candidate in the same order? Is this order representative of the order in which the questions will be asked? Three, who determined what questions will be asked? Four, have both candidates been given the list of registered attendees and their contact information? Because, you know, they want to send out thank you notes and reach out.
Yeah.
Five, Five, it is my understanding that Prince William Chamber of Commerce will be Facebook live streaming this event. Is there an alternative live stream available to those who don't have access to Facebook? If not, I am able to provide that outlet via YouTube, Wild Style Network. Just let me know. Oh, and via Wild Style Network. YouTube, Wild Style Network. Just let me know.
Just keep going.
Are we trying to not distract me? Because you rolling around on the floor, Chris, is very distracting. I think he thought you were being stealth, and that was...
He knows.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So I said, just let me know in reference to the Facebook live stream, who from Prince William Chamber of Commerce will be monitoring comments and or responding. I said, in recent emails that have surfaced, you can see some of the verbiage used between Prince William Chamber of Commerce Director of Events and Mayor Michelle Davis Younger and the Prince William. And these are the comments. Happy Monday, beautiful Mayor of Manassas, Jody Valamont to Michelle Davis Younger on May 13. This is why you are mayor. Always have the best solutions to your constituents' problems. Jody Valamont to Michelle Davis Younger on Thursday, June 6th. First of all, you will always be my mayor, and we want you no matter what. Jody Valamont to Michelle Davis Younger, July 16th. And that was in regards to, I think, the Women's Empowerment Conference. Like, they were asking her to host it for 2025. And she was like, what if I'm not mayor? And she's like, you'll always be mayor. So, I don't know. There's just a lot of, like, cozying up and... it made me question the validity of the event. And, you know, we offered to live stream it. And then they came out with an email after that and said, absolutely, no one's allowed to live stream it. Then they opened up the event. I think they sent another email or text that day. And then they opened up the event and said, nobody can live stream it.
Really?
Because they live streamed it and it was a big piece of shit. You couldn't hear anything.
Why wouldn't citizens?
They wouldn't let anybody. They said absolutely nobody was allowed to live stream it. They wanted it controlled solely through the Prince William Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. And the sound was crap. You can't hear anything. But don't worry.
Well, you know
I
why?
I figured out what
it's because JJ DJ Entertainment wasn't the one running the sound. JJ DJ
yeah,
Entertainment.com
for your from their podcast,
right? Weddings, debates, live streams, whatever.
Yeah. He can do it all.
They needed to contact John Caniford in the Salisbury Center and the Wildstyle Network to take care of that because that was just not good. It was not a good production.
That's too bad. That stinks.
Yeah, and Bob Sweeney, he came up to me on First Friday. He was like the literally very first person that came up to me and started talking. And I was actually speaking to another person with him. And I said, you know, there's things that we need to talk about. There's things that, you know, I have questions and I want answers. And Bob Sweeney said that we don't have to answer to you. And I said, and I'm sorry, who are you? And then he gave me a hand-crushing freaking, you know, I'm so powerful, man, handshake, whatever. So, yeah, I don't, the debate was dumb.
But okay. And after he said that, I was there and Simone was like, well, thanks for coming by. It was so nice to meet you. And she's like, did you want to get, I've got snacks and drinks.
He took a sticker. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's going to wipe his ass with it.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Simone.
We don't have to pretend to be friends.
I know.
The debate was interesting. You know, the comments were overwhelmingly in support for Tang, which I loved. You have, you know, there was for every like 15 comments for Tang, there was one for Michelle Davis Younger, and that was right on the Prince William Chamber of Commerce video, their Facebook. So yeah, not on Michelle's page, not on Tang's page. Boom. And I have these are some comments that were they were trying to fight Tang. Like I was really irritated with the people that went for the low hanging fruit that, you know, Tang has proven she can't, she doesn't understand what it is to run this city or what it is to be mayor of this city. I'm sorry, you are mistaken. She has, English is her second language. She has a challenge. Like my mother, like probably half of the damn people that live in this town, they're all immigrants. There's, I mean, everybody's English is a second language at this point here. And she, people are saying, oh, you know, she's, it was hard to understand her. I will give everybody that. Mayor Michelle Davis Younger is, she fits the role. She's an excellent speaker. She's an excellent speaker. She's very good at conveying her message. She's very talented. Like, that's, she should be doing that. Not as my mayor. I mean, Tang did the best that she could. You have to understand, English is her second language. She's working against a time clock in front of people. I mean, this is a first of many for her. So, yeah, she doesn't have mayoral experience. Did Michelle?
But she also speaks to 100 people a day that
this
are
woman
trusting,
has
their,
ran a,
trusting their wedding dresses
yes,
with them. Like
the most important day of their lives.
Yeah, so somehow she seems to understand
that.
Yeah, and be able to communicate.
She may not be able to convey it in a nice, pretty package like Tang, like Michelle can. But I'm sure, I can guarantee she sure as shit understands it. So knock it off with that. Mm-hmm. Stupid. It's low-hanging fruit. It's obvious. Just shut up. Yeah, and I'll say it, Tummy Yum Yum Gourmet Candy Apples. She's big on the fighting for her friend. She made a post the day after, or the day of 5.5, and she said, if you're given, what did she say? Know this, when you are given a platform and you abuse it by spewing malicious lies, hate, and disrespect, you are only putting a down payment on what's coming back to you. What you put out, whether it's good or bad, you certainly get it back. Kindness has always been free.
You think that was for us?
Well, then Michelle Davis commented, yes, all of this. Hope they are reading this and taking notes. November 6th is the day after, and a lot will be settled then. What does that mean?
That's kind of threatening.
And a lot will be settled then.
Also, if we
this was about us. I'm like, given a platform and abuse it. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm abusing.
I don't feel like I'm abusing it. I'm being honest.
And I don't know what the lies are, which again takes us back to if you are elected into an office. And there might be someone that doesn't like you.
There might be somebody critiquing you.
Yeah, there might be someone that doesn't like, or maybe they like, no, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's the job you're doing. You know?
Use that to be better.
It happens, yeah. I don't know.
Did you read these comments that I gave you from the chamber?
Yeah.
Like Tummy Yum Yum Gourmet Candy Apples. Looks like all the opponent's answers were well scripted by her circle of friends. This lady absolutely does not want to be mayor. It's those who can't get elected that want her to be the mayor so their agenda can be pushed on the citizens of Manassas. Wrong them, wrong now. I think that's what's happening now. Somebody's agenda is being pushed through, and it's not the citizens of Manassas. I mean, how just blows my mind. And she owns a business here. She's just trying to stand up for her friend. Then this person says, I don't hear any passion in Miss Tang's voice. Is she really for the city? She was passionate. It's just different. And if we're so inclusive, then wake up and realize, that she English is her second language, but America is her first country. Manassas is her chosen city.
Yeah, it's more her city than mine.
She has a successful business.
I'll tell you that right now.
Like, why are we questioning this?
There's a lot on Facebook. There's like 5 or 6 people I've seen that are on
the regulars.
Every single post, and they're all hateful. And it's from like, and
I think they're being paid.
They must be, or bought gifts. But like, what's happening for me is I'm like, you know, we're saying like our Manassas, our town, but like that is just like division, and I get it. But we're not sitting on Facebook like keyboard warriors. Like, we're out here with like, here's our information and here's the things that we found.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and you're working so hard to like get that out there. I'm sorry, I spoke up in the middle of you talking. I just keep seeing the same ones, and like they, you know, they'll come on people's and posts.
You know who you are.
And they'll say
ladies.
All of these horrible, hateful things. And then when someone tries to say anything back, they don't say anything back.
They just tweet. They just spew the same stuff in different formats. And no, we're done. Manassas is done with this regime.
That's what I feel like.
We are done. You know, y'all got to vote. We've got to change things. We've got to make it better. We went to a fun party. We were like celebrities.
Oh my gosh. It was so hot in that house.
It was so, yeah.
But it was so great. Yeah, I'm so happy to be invited.
We went to Hal Parrish, our former mayor's house, for a house party with all of the, of course, it had all the Republican candidates there, school board, city council. Is that my chair making all that noise?
Yeah,
I think so. Sorry. What is this place? what are we working here with? And so they gave all their spiels, and George Ellis, who is the head of our Republican party here, he spoke. Do you love George Ellis?
I do.
I love George Ellis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him.
I do too.
He's the B-man. He's like, here, let me get you riled up about politics, and then let me give you some honey.
And literally, like literal bees. And
yes.
And so
they're like flying around.
Yeah.
And
Courtney loves the honey. We love it. Thank you very much.
I love George.
Yeah.
So I had made my way while Tang was speaking, kind of up to the front of the room, so I could see her and hear her. And so George was at the end of her thing. He was going around thanking
people. You could
hear
her that night. Like,
yeah.
I
wanted to see her because she gets so fired up.
I was
like
around the corner out in like in another room, and I could hear her crystal clear. Just so you know. Yeah.
So he was going around giving shout outs and thanking people. And he got to me and he was like, and I want to thank Simone for the, and I was like, oh, wait. And I was like, Nikki's here. And you came up and the place went buck ass wild.
We
were celebrities.
It was so fun.
Chris was there and he witnessed it with his own eyeballs. Yeah. I mean, most people thought he was just the driver.
What did I witness?
You witnessed us being celebrities. God, are you not even paying attention to us doing this podcast?
Probably not.
I'm gonna start calling you Mark Wolf.
He's here to learn. He's not here to like take a Simone, Christ.
I haven't even gotten to that yet.
Oh my God. I'm like slithering. But yeah, and his wife did a beautiful job that night, like putting that whole thing on. They have a beautiful home. They're very sweet.
It was that was a lot of fun. And I stole a sign out of Hal Parrish's yard.
Well, you told Lynn you were going to take it.
I stole Lynn's sign because I couldn't get one from her. That was fun. And we got to meet all of them. And I know that I voted away and you probably voted a certain way. But I mean, I really firmly believe in, you know, we need the majority to change up things and to change things in town. And even Michelle Davis Younger recognizes that herself. And she said on June 18th, you already know what you have to do. I've already been updated at one precinct. Some folks are hitting the X. Oh, this was what preliminary voting, primary voting. And then she said, remember, it takes a majority vote on council and school board to get things done. Well, they've had the majority on school board. They've had the majority on council. Like, it's not getting done. She wouldn't even grade herself at the debate. Like they said, what grade would you give our school system? And she, again, it's this like toxic positivity where everything has to be, oh, well, they're doing great and they're improving so much. We failed to get accreditation for the third year in a row. she ain't going to say it, but I'll say it. That's a big fat F.
It makes me so sad.
It makes me so sad. Who wants to move into our neighborhood when we our schools haven't been accredited for the 3 years in a row?
Yeah, there needs to be changes with that, because like I know people would love to come and live, you know, in town. And I have people, like clients, that are just like, oh, do you love living in the city? I'm like, yeah, of course. And they're like, well, I have kids, so I can't live there. And I'm like, what stinks is like I know so many teachers in the city of Manassas and they're fantastic. Fantastic educators,
amazing
fantastic
people.
Like, I mean, literally, hey, Desiree, hey, Molly. Some of my favorite people, like, in the world that, you know, and people talk SHIT about the schools. And I'm like, but how can they be this bad when we have these educators? I loved being there that night and being able to, like, I've read and done all my research before I voted, you know, for my school board candidates, but I got to go that night and meet some of them and hear them talk, you know, firsthand.
Yeah, they're all very excited.
Yeah.
They're all very passionate. They all have teaching, you know, they all are teachers. They all are familiar. Yeah. They know they've been in the trenches.
There. Yeah. Because they're teachers and they're like, listen, we're teachers and we're parents. And this is what, you know, we want to see happen. So it was really nice to be invited to that. I reached out to Tom Osina, who I voted for. How you doing, Tom?
If I had one more vote.
And I said, hi. I'm like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm on this podcast. I don't know if I've heard about it. And he may or may not have watched it. Who knows? But I said, I've been invited to these events on, you know, this side. I'm like, is there anything that you can tell me that's going on for the Democratic candidates, the ones that, you know, are up for election and reelection? You know, I'm like, I had not like heard a whole lot. And he just said they were going to be doing some door to door, but that there weren't any specific events to go to. So I guess, you know, you could go on their Facebook page, watch their videos, things like that. But, you know, I really did enjoy like the in person.
Yeah.
And you almost glazed over my Hal story.
Oh, I did, didn't I? I did, because it's all about me.
No,
it's all about me.
It's true.
You do have a cute Hal story, and then we find ourselves in his house.
Yeah. Well, I teased, I guess on five, or I guess six, that I wanted to tell the story about how.
See how distracting it is.
No, but I like it. Oh, hey, Stephen Kent.
David O'Kam, that's my neighbor.
But when I met Hal Parrish when I was in my very very early 20s. I lived with my grandmother, and we lived in the city. We lived two blocks away, one block away, really, from Hal Parrish. But because of my Nana and because of her, political beliefs, or I guess the belief in that you should be involved and that you should be educated and, like, you know, constantly, like, reading and watching and all of that, I knew who our mayor was. I had been to a city council meeting because where that artist used to live at the corner of Portner and 234 with the white bikes.
Oh, the doctors, yeah.
So across from where he lived, there was like the Scotty's Texaco, and then there was a house behind there. And I guess almost 20 years ago, they wanted to, they closed Scotty's and they wanted to turn that corner in transitional rather than residential. So that where it was commercial and residential, it would be. And he, the artist guy, did not want that. And then I was like, I don't want that because my Nana lives in this neighborhood driving her 86 Cutlass Sierra up and down the road. And at the time, Long Street Drive was like mostly original owners and like it was the Vetters, you know, all of them, they were getting older. And I'm like, we don't need a Bob Evans right here or like what, you know what I mean? It's just too much. So I went to the city.
Right, it's like literally right there. It's not.
It's not. There's no in and out. This is not my Hal Parrish story. Hang on for that. I went to the city council meeting. I don't even know if I was 20. And I get up and they're like, what's your address? Or what's your address? And in my mind, I'm like, my address to the council? And I'm like, it's about, you know, and I start, and I'm
like, you like this?
No, I was like, and so I don't say where I live. And the guy, the man, the main guy, it was not Hal, it was someone else, but he was just like, all right, go ahead. Just start talking. Because you could tell I was a
child,
right? But so I knew who the mayor was. So then, like, a couple years later, I'm at Starbucks, probably in pajama pants, like, probably looking messy. Well, and I come in. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. We're like the only people there and the barista. And I see him making his order. And then he says to the barista, he was just like, watch this. Like, kind of hang on. Like, I'm going to. You know, I'm going to introduce myself. He comes over to me. He's like, hi. He's like, I'm Hal Parrish. And I was like, I know who you are. And he's like, and I'm like, the mayor. And he's like, you know that I'm the mayor? Because I was young. I probably had spiky pink hair. And he was probably like, what? And he was like, well, gosh, you know, awesome. Nice to meet you. What's your name? And I just always, I remember that story from however long ago. And I love it because I'm like, here he was thinking I would have no clue who he was, but he was going to make a connection.
Yeah.
He was going to meet a new person that day that he could
leave
an impression on. And then when I like threw him for a loop and I was like, no, I'm like,
was not expecting that.
I live with my Nana.
Yeah.
I know who all the people are. And it was just really cool.
Aww.
And so, but that's my Hal Parrish story.
I love that. Yeah. I have a Hal Parrish story too. He crashed one of my parties.
Oh.
His party crusher.
Oh.
July 4th. We have a July 4th party a lot. I try to, sometimes I like to go to the beach, but yeah, they're bangers. And sure enough, I walked out and there was Hal Parrish like in the middle of everybody talking.
Raising the roof.
And he was like, he's so tall, like you could see him over everybody. And I just thought that was the funniest thing. I was like, Hal Parrish crashed my July 4th party.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I love him.
But
I
all those
him.
Years later, I was in his house.
I know, we were there eating.
Looking at his items.
Yeah.
Stupid.
God, we're never going to be allowed to go back. No. We're never going to be invited to another event ever.
But anyway.
So, yes.
Keep it moving, Simone. I got a text.
And I got an apology from the vice chair of the Board of Elections, Rick Bookwalter, pulled me aside, and he wanted to hear my story, my accounting of the my experience when I voted. And then he apologized. He goes, I want to give you a personal apology on behalf of the Board of Elections for your experience. And she was misinformed. And, you know, everybody's coming to the woman's defense because they say she's really nice and this and that. But she was really nasty and I didn't like her. No.
So she was just trying to.
Forgiveness for me.
Follow the rules.
She was.
But it was wrong.
Execution, horrible. So, yes, I'm glad that we did this. 6.5, because I mean I'm trying to stress to everybody the importance of getting out there and voting, making the right choices. I think a lot of people have been kind of blinded or aren't aware, aren't informed as to who we have sitting on our current city council. And I touched on it a minute ago, Mark Wolf, but I'm going to talk about it again because this is the opportunity. This is the time and it's coming up on election day. And I swear I will vomit if he gets reelected. this man, I have paperwork on him too. I mean, anybody can scrub the internet. Are you good now?
I love it. Keep going.
I'm a puke right here on live. What people don't realize is you can scrub the internet. You can pay to have negative information about you scrubbed clean. So if somebody does a search, they can't find anything. You really have to do a deep dive. You really have to pay for information. And lucky me, I get all this information thrown at me now, and I get to talk about it. And what I'll say about Mark Wolf is a lot of people give him a pass. He lost a child in our war in service. And for that, I am tremendously grateful for his sacrifice and his wife's sacrifice. But I can't let it continue on. Just like we can't keep using COVID as an excuse for things that are going on in the world, we can't use that as an excuse. That's not a pass, not anymore. You are making decisions on my behalf. You are making decisions with my tax money, with my neighbor's tax money, with your tax money, for anybody that lives here in the city. This man was on Ashley Madison. He was on it for 4 years. I have his email address name. I have his list of kinks. I have everything. I have it all, whether I want it or not.
Brenda, turn off the podcast. Brenda from my work, turn off the podcast. Just come back in a few minutes, honey.
I'm not going to go through the list of kinks because, my gosh, that's not my show. But we'll give that to Jess. But what I find so interesting in my paperwork is that he was paying extra for extra, what is it called? Additional chat points is what it's called. You get a certain amount of chat points when you sign up, and he was paying extra for additional chat points. Now, have you seen the Ashley Madison documentary?
No.
Have you seen the Ashley Madison documentary?
Watch Frasier over and over.
Oh my gosh. There is a documentary on Ashley Madison. The whole thing was a freaking scam. Because there were not many women who wanted to step out of their marriage. Mm-hmm. So Ashley Madison, the creators and the people behind it, decided to pay these, you know, big pieces of shit that work there to pose as women.
Right.
So our city councilman is paying extra money to be scammed for 4 years.
Well, it was his own money, though.
It was his own money. No. Let's back up. Back up. Back up. I don't know how much of it was his own money because he's declared bankruptcy. He's filed for bankruptcy. Here's a copy of the lien right here. He owed the IRS $234,000 $234,000. He eventually settled with the IRS for $43,000. Who's covering the rest?
I mean, I guess that girl that made that extra money on Ashley.
I'm just kidding. Like, people, dig hard enough, you're going to find it. Ask the questions, you're going to hear the answers, whether you like them or not. I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to make it more here. I almost pulled my headphone out. Sorry.
Oh, I was tripped over him earlier.
It was funny, on one of the more recent city council meetings, a citizen got Janet. I actually know you met Janet, and the town hall meeting that I went to and the city council meeting where I went to, both of them were interrupted by Mark Wolf's cell phone. Like, at the town hall meeting, it was jolting. Like, it was startling because I was sitting there fixated on whatever. No, it wasn't even like that. It was like, you know, you're listening to all this boring stuff about parking and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it was like this screaming voice about antique furniture or something. I don't know what the hell it was. So clearly he was on TikTok or scrolling through something. And it was like, you know, I sat right in the front row for the town hall and I was like, you know, what was that? So then I've realized this is a thing. This man's cell phone goes off all the time. And so Janet got up there and said, Councilman Wolf, I'm going to call you out. Your phone goes off at every meeting, and I find that disrespectful. We're always up here asking for respect for one another. I find that very disrespectful. It happened last week at the town hall. So please pretend that you're interested in what we're saying.
Was antique furniture one of the list of kinks? Is it on here? Just
kidding. Murphy's oil soap.
I know. Well, you know, thank God that it wasn't something else. But
yeah. Oh, could you imagine?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I would die. I would run with that. You know, I had an interaction with Mark Wolf on First Friday. He's probably like, geez.
He's probably like,
I know. Oh, my God. I had run home because we had the most adorable stand on First Friday. I can't wait to actually talk about like all the fun stuff in First Friday and all the people I met. And Fall Jubilee. Oh, my gosh. TR. I have a story about TR. That's awesome. Anyway, that'll be episode 7. Mark Wolf. I ran home to get that speaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was coming back and I was at the post office trying to cross over Church Street to return to our awesome stand by Cherokee Construction with the cute light. And no cars were letting me go. Excuse me, I just burped.
This is live, Simone.
It was the cheeseburger.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you're trying to cross the road.
I was trying to cross the road, and there was a black Mercedes BMW convertible in the lane closest to me. But he was, like, kind of far off. So I was like, you know, screw this. Nobody will freaking stop. So I stepped out. And that convertible then, like, jumped over to the other lane. Like, I think he was going to try and beat me on the damn crosswalk.
Oh, my God.
And so I sped up because I have really long legs. And I was like, and so it was for him to come to, like, a hard stop. And I look over, and it's Mark Wolf. And he's, like, the convertible's open. And he's, like, trying to, like, slink down in his linen shirt and hide from me. And I was like, God is too good to me right now. Not to Michelle, because she lies in his face.
Jesus, I knew she was going to say that. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
See, this is why we had to go live, because I couldn't let anybody edit me.
Oh, my God.
I will not be censored.
John's like sweating bullets. JJDJ Entertainment, that has nothing to do with anything that Simone's talking about, just so you know.
That's it.
Salisbury Center. Or
Salisbury Center. No, nothing to do with any of this.
It's just Simone Marie Reddington's thoughts. I mean, you have to love me. Network. I can't.
Everyone, look. Yeah,
I'm trying.
I'm just saying that they're all sweating. Like, please, God. Well, anyway, I'm glad you made it through that.
I know. I feel like I can go to sleep now. I'm coming down.
No, I mean, like, the almost getting hit by a car. I'm glad you survived that.
Oh, I'm talking about this whole entire damn experience.
Me too. I got to say,
there's not enough people commenting. I need more comments.
Back to this. Where we started.
I'm sorry, I burped. That was very rude. But
I've said like 400 times.
Yeah, what do you do?
I just said it again. I'm trying to go back to where, here it is. We kind of opened with this. The mayor said that she gets a lot of hate, 150 years. Where was that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was in her spiel.
You know, that's the hate of implotted against me and the schemes implotted against me. I just want to make sure that I don't think it needs to be said, but I'm going to say it. Nobody deserves hate. Like, I don't, you know, maybe we say like, hey, like, not in love with the policies or not in love with, but nobody deserves.
I don't wish ill will on anybody.
Any hate.
That's why I'm offended by the rock throwers.
Based on.
That's rude.
Skin color, you know, sexual orientation, where you grew up, like how you make your money, like anything.
Whatever your choices are.
Whatever your kinks are. Nobody deserves hate. And so if there's critiques about how we think like people are doing certain jobs or driving their car, like, fine. But to go back to that, because she says, you know, this one journalist doesn't have anything nice to say about me. I'm sorry that is the way. And I'm sorry that you've ever felt plotted against or that you've ever felt hate. I mean, I know I have felt discrimination in my life and what it must feel like, you know, so I, you know, I just wanted to like put that out there. Nobody should experience like hate or anything in that circle at all.
This just, isn't hate.
No.
And this doesn't come from a place of hate.
But I just hate that she, I just dislike.
Yeah. No.
That
I get
she
it.
Even feels that way. Yeah. Because like nobody wants anyone to feel that way. And like this town is 150 years old and we are leaps and bounds. You know, I personally believe, you know, living my life, like, way much more like forward. I can't even think of the words I want to use. I'm all like firing up about it. But but that just that being said, no one should ever feel that. And, you know, so here we are with all of our information. But that I never want anyone to feel, you know.
No. So I'm glad that we were able to do this.
Yeah.
And I think it was super fun. Do I want to be live all the time? I don't think so. I don't know.
It's kind of weird. The only thing that's different is that talk about my Grant Avenue near miss. I guess maybe we could address some of these while we're here.
Talk about
the Annenberg Manor tour.
Oh, there's an Annenberg Manor paranormal tour.
Ooh, we have a spammer.
Where?
Mary Angel.
Oh, send me a friend request.
Uh-oh. Get off your troll. Send her over to the Democratic page.
Janet says, amen, Nikki. We all deserve to be loved and respected.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's
you guys.
That's so cool. Caitlin, I don't know about your near miss.
But the paranormal thing at Annenberg Manor that they're doing the ribbon cutting. When was that for
Annenberg? October 19th. I'm going to that.
Okay. And I think, is that night?
Oh, it is. Because that's Cagezilla and I'm going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
CZ.
I'm going to be at Cagezilla.
With our dad.
Daddy.
I got my hair done today by my friend Christina.
It's so cute. Oh my gosh, let me tell my story. My car had to be towed.
Escalades break down?
The tire blew. The tire was bad. And thank God it happened right in front of that Shell station in Clifton, like where the four-way stop is. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting for the tow truck. I was on my way to the dentist, and I love my dentist. I used to go here in Manassas to Dr. Sauer. She retired. Dental house, bought it. And there was this woman working and she was so wonderful. Her name was Taisha. And she was filling in from their Burke office. And what is happening? She was filling in from the Burke office. And look at me. She was like, everything she does, she's like, calm your face. She pets me. She makes me feel really good. And I love her. Her name's Taisha. And then Dr. Kari in Burke, Revive Dental Arts. But listen, so my car busted, and the tow truck had to come. So I missed my dentist appointment at 11 o'clock. So I called them and I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I'm in Clifton. My tire blew. I would wait for a tow truck, blah, 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 blah. Do you know my dentist called me at like 1:30? And she goes, I just wanted to check on you. My dentist, Dr.
That's Curry. How you know that's a wonderful person. Yeah.
Revive Dental Arts. Yeah. Taisha and Dr. Kari. So thank you. I think we're being kicked out.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been real.
How long have we been in here?
You guys have been on air for 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like that's time to...
Yeah, and I'm not a huge sweaty mess.
Kick our butts out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Well, we can't wait to see you guys on episode 7.
Yes, yay.
So like, comment, share.
Like,
subscribe.
Comment, share, for sure. For sure.
Any feedback? Anything, suggestions, comments?
Give me more stuff to read.
Critiques that you want to give us, send them on over. Thank you so much for watching.
Yes, love you guys.
This is WSN.